welcome to the Insurance Dream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. We're kicking off a three-part series. It's going to teach us how to humanize your brand online, boost trust, and grow your agency. Today, we're talking about your agency's website. Obviously, that's the biggest part. Today's episode is sponsored by Brightfire. If you're looking for an all-in-one marketing and lead generation solution, you gotta check these guys out. They've been serving insurance agencies since the year 2000. They are your one-stop shop for everything online. Search engine optimization, websites, reviews, reputation management, local listings, pay-per-click advertising, social media management. The list goes on. And it's all a la carte. You can choose as much or as little as you want, and you'll be shocked at how low their prices are. Go on over to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, and click on digital marketing to be put in touch with those folks over there at Brightfire. All right, welcome to the Insurance Dream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling, here with Spencer Breidenbach of, that's how you pronounce your name, right, Spencer?
Yeah, that was dead on. My high school counselor had like Redenbacher, like Orville Redenbacher. So yeah, that was one in 100 right there.
Yeah, for sure. And today we're talking about how to humanize your brand online to boost trust and grow your agency. And this is such a huge topic for all insurance agents, right? Because we live in a world where we have to humanize our brand in order to sell insurance, right? Because if we weren't, if it didn't need the human element to it, everybody would go online and buy direct from the company. But that model has really, by and large, not worked out for the insurance companies. And there's a reason why. And the reason why is because people like to do business, in particular insurance business, with a human being. And so, you know, humanizing your brand online, you have to be online in order to succeed. If you don't want to, you know, be a miserable slave to your insurance agency for the rest of your life, you got to get online. You got to humanize the brand, and you've got to have those things in place to be able to grow your agency. So, Spencer, I appreciate you taking time out to do this. Spencer is with Brightfire. Him and I met at a convention a while back, started talking. I learned about what Brightfire does. They're actually helping out our retail division. And so it's going to be really, really cool to go through and update the audience on how things are going, what kind of results we see, the process that we go through as the process takes form and takes shape. We're going to be the on-air guinea pig for all other insurance agency owners who are curious about utilizing a service like Brightfire. And you know, real quick, just from like a 50,000 foot perspective, and then we'll dive in on today's topic of humanizing the brand online to boost trust and grow your agency. But, you know, I was actually surprised because I've gotten, especially with the podcast, I get approached by social media managers, content generators, website builders constantly that want to, you know, do business with us or advertise or, you know, have us buy their services. And I've occasionally looked into their pricing, like when I see an email that I'm like, this looks interesting. And I was really shocked at how efficient the Brightfire model is, the Brightfire price points are, the services that are included for those price points, and just kind of, you know, the overall options that you have. Like, it's a la carte, right? Like, you could choose everything, yeah, which I did, or you can just say, okay, help me out here, here, and here. And I mean, really, like, you're a lot of times your price points are, you could be paying like a few hundred bucks a month or something like that to get this services, you know, get these services that other agencies out there are charging thousands of dollars a month for. So without exposing your secret sauce to the competition, obviously you guys have developed an incredibly efficient system and process,
yeah,
to put these agencies through. Tell me just real quick, and then we'll dive into this. Tell me, where did Brightfire come from? How long have you guys been around? And sure, how did you nail down these price points and then, you know, scale to have, how many agencies are you working with right now? I know it's a ton.
Yeah, about 2,500.
2,500. So, okay.
Yeah.
How does this happen? You know, how do you do pricing success and scale to a whole bunch of agents? Because that's like the trifecta of what everybody's looking to do in business. How did you guys do it?
Yeah, no, and I think you're nailed it with that, you know, process and efficiency.
Yeah.
So we started out, you know, one of our owners started in 2000, you know, doing just, you know, kind of traditional, you know, website development locally. You know, that very first year we got an insurance agency owner down in Atlanta, who we're still working with 24 years later. And, you know, I was really proud of that relationship.
Yeah.
But yeah, but really what led to Brightfire as it is today is a number of years in, you know, that first agency, we really liked working with them. They sent a lot of organic referrals our way. And a while back, you know, over a decade back at this point, they kind of made the decision like, hey, let's not try to be like jack of all trades, master of none. You know, if there's a lot of, you know, when we're bringing on a new type of business, you know, we want to do a good job, takes a lot of research, takes a lot of, you know, the customer's time, all their costs with us are higher because all of that's going into it. So decided, hey, you know what, let's only do websites and digital marketing for insurance agents. So that allowed us, hey, you know, we've got repeatable processes. We don't have to ask like, hey, what needs to go on a page about contractors insurance? You know, we've got things ready to roll and can really devote, you know, our staff time into the qualitative, like, hey, let's do a custom design that represents you well and not, you know, spinning our wheels trying to research something we've never done before.
Yeah. No, I like, well, and then, you know, with 2,500 agencies, like you probably, you know, because each agency is a little bit different, right? So as you build this warehouse of information and this warehouse of tools in your tool belt to be able to customize things for each agency, you can just kind of bring in things from all these different projects that you guys have done. And I imagine that thing makes things incredibly efficient. And dealing just with insurance agency owners, right? Because I think that's another important point.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the people that approach me, and that was why... you know, we're real selective on who we try to bring on this podcast, because we want this podcast to be an actual resource, right? If you wanted to go, you know, do a Google search and get an ad, you could do that from your computer. You don't have to listen to me. And so, you know, when we're screening through companies to bring on the podcast, that's, we're looking for specialists. You know, we got Viva Virtual Assistants. They just do, you know, a couple of industries. Insurance is the main one for their virtual assistants, and they train their people. You got Hawksoft. Obviously, that's just an agency management system for insurance agency owners. Capital Premium Finance, only dealing with insurance agency owners. ePay Policy, only dealing with, you know, insurance payments. And now, you know, we welcome Brightfire in because you guys are only dealing with insurance agency owners. And that to me is like, really, can you make it in business dealing with one type of client? Yes, you're onto something. No, you probably need to refine your systems and processes and get a little bit more practice down before I want to have you on the show or do business with you. Clearly you guys are in that, you know, that first camp of, yeah, it works. So let's talk about that, because this is kind of like one of the key components of what Brightfire does, is humanizing your brand, boosting trust, growing your agency. Like, those are the three big stones that we're looking to turn when somebody comes in and starts doing business with Brightfire. And so, you know, I guess to start off, you know, it can be really easy for agency owners to rely super heavy on technology and then lose the human side, or try and, you know, go into the human side and not develop the technology side. You know, because it's not obviously just insurance the consumers are buying, right? They've got to have local, independent. That's what they want. That's overwhelming what the market demands. It's what it's, you know, all the data says it. And then where the money goes, that's ultimately the real test of this stuff, right? Is, by and large, even despite, no offense, big insurance companies, despite the big insurance companies' best efforts to cut the independent agent out and, you know, increase their profit margins by 10, 15%, 20% sometimes, they haven't been able to do that because the money won't go there. So, you know, these consumers want local independent agent that they can trust during the sales process, the service process. So tell me about, like, how Brightfire goes about meeting those needs, that helping balance it out.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And you're right. It really is a balancing act. So definitely, you know, we embed and help agents utilize other tools. Like, it's great. Hey, you know, make it easy for somebody to book on your calendar, get your Calendly link on there, save, you know, your time hunting them down, or, you know, building out, hey, you know, a lot of times folks come in and work with one of our website project managers, and we know, you know, you're an insurance agent, you're trying to grow your book, you're trying to take good care of your book. You're not like fantasizing about your dream website all day. So a lot of times, you know, it's kind of teasing
We're
out
not
like,
web developers. Who knew?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, if I have insurance questions, I'm going to an agent. You guys know all of that stuff. So yeah, it's really teasing out, you know, hey, like, who am I selling to? Like, what's my niche in the insurance world? Like, what's my average customer look like? You know, how do you know, offline, how do I want to be known? And just making sure that lines up with, you know, your online presence. So you know, just like, you know, you were saying, Abe, you know, they really want somebody they can trust. And, you know, hey, here's this big corporation out there, I'm gonna call in and, you know, get who knows where in this phone tree 45 minutes later, versus like, hey, this is my hometown agent, I know who they are, I can call up, I have faith a real person's going to talk to me and answer that. So, you know, kind of the first, you know, primary foundation, you know, you really need to have a website that's representing you well. So definitely, you know, again, you'll want to speak directly to your audience and figure out, like, you know, and of course, if you do different policy types, get those represented on there. But, you know, in that first homepage,
it's important for SEO, right? Is to have those key terms for whatever your intended prospects are looking for. So you want to have, you know, if you're selling to, you know, automotive dealers, you want to have auto dealer bond listed on your website, right?
Exactly.
Things
yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Cause that's what they're going to search for, and it has to, you know, be on your website, preferably probably more than once, right? I don't know what the algorithm looks like on that, but I'm guessing it's probably several times throughout the site. Ranks you higher, maybe.
Yeah, getting it on there multiple times in the right spots. And then also, you know, especially with generative AI now, it's an arms race. I'm sure Google, you know, going to be even more and more like, hey, is this meaningful content? You know, is this you know, for a number of years, they've been looking at like, hey, is this usable content a consumer actually wants to read? Or did somebody just like force this keyword in here a billion times? And they'll penalize you for that.
Right.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, if it's not on your website, Google and Bing don't know it's something you do. And then there's that balancing act of like, hey, for SEO, I want to show up for all these policy types. But at the same time, when somebody hits your homepage, you know, if you're personal lines heavy, you know, you want to lead with that. And like, hey, you know, here I work with a ton of young families, that's, you know, a good demographic for me. You know, we're a growing community, a lot of folks moving in for jobs. You'll get like that young couple with a kid and a dog as, you know, kind of the hero image on your homepage. Or if you're, you know, hey, I know I've got great markets for agribusiness. You know, my family is farmers forever, so I really know it intimately. I've got a great narrative when I'm talking to local farmers. You know, represent that with the imagery and the theme of your site. Just really speak to that. You know, who is my most key audience? And you want to make sure, you know, with your navigation, everything, folks can tell like, hey, I do other things, but really speak, you know, if you've identified with your agency, like, this is who we are and what I'm trying to sell, you want to kind of have that as the centerpiece, make sure folks recognize that.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think, so we're going to go through right now, and we already kind of started on this process, like, what do agents need to have on their website, right? Because we're talking about humanizing the brand, boosting trust and growing your agency. And so, you know, what we've covered basically so far is speaking directly to your audience and their needs, not giving any technical stuff that's going to confuse your prospects. If somebody goes to a website, I mean, I'm the same way, right? If I go to a website and it's overwhelming and like, I don't really understand what they're trying to say, or there's a bunch of terms that I've never heard of in my life, which is like insurance, right? There's a bunch of terms that people just haven't heard of because they're not agents. And there's some terms that agents haven't heard of because they haven't sold that line of business. So, you know, some jargon that you could think, oh, well, I know what this means, and you put it on your website. You know, it's something that could confuse consumers for sure. And even agents that are licensed, they still wouldn't know what you're talking about. So we really want to be putting this stuff into layman's terms, you know, talking about making it, you know, clear headlines, short paragraph, easy to read, right? You don't want a bunch of like, you don't want to look like you're, you know, cracking open a novel to try and figure out what this company does. You got to be short. You got to be to the point. You got to catch attention in, you know, 30 seconds or less. And then you're talking about the local photos and stuff like that. Is the local photos because of like algorithms that read where these like the metadata on the photo, or is it just because consumers want to like, does it, I guess my question is, does it help?
Oh yeah.
Search results because like, you know, Google's like, hey, this was taken in Phoenix, Arizona. And we know that because of the metadata, because of what, you know, is that a thing yet?
Yeah.
Is
not so, yet, but I'm,
no, it probably I'm will be.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking about that. I was blowing my mind, even like Siri's a little ways behind everybody else right now. But I realized the other week CarPlay started like, oh, I'm getting text descriptions of photos now.
Dude, sure that eventually happened to me at the gym the other night. So
my
wife and I are kind of hobbyist coin collectors. We're not super serious on
That's
it.
We're
going nuts. But I was on the treadmill and I'm running. And my wife's like, sends me a thing and I'm listening to my AirPods. And it was like, I was sent a photo of a coin in a plastic pouch. And I was like, holy cow. Like, that's pretty good, right?
Dang.
So I imagine that will be part of the SEO algorithm at some point in time. Is this place using a bunch of stock photos, or are these photos of this area? Like, that's so not yet, but so that the local photos is more like for, you know, visitor engagement, going, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, like I know where that picture's at, and I know that this person is actually local.
Yeah,
that's the reason.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Like sometimes we'll work with, you know, I always love when with, you know, hey, I'm the fourth generation of my family that's been, you know, we've got this office on Main Street. If you've got something like that or local landmarks, that kind of stuff, awesome. Or like, hey, we volunteer with this locally. Like, hey, here's us out by, you know, we sponsor getting the Little League's ballpark renovated, you know, anything like that. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It's building that local connection. Like, hey, we're not just like dropping the town name in here for SEO, because I feel like a lot of consumers are used to that now. And like, hey, you know, when you look up like, hey, what's the best, you know, golf club, like, oh, here's all of these blogs that are just, you know, stuffing the Amazon links and that sort of thing. But
well,
yeah,
and
building
it's so
that
hard too, because these pages have been built by, like, I the other day we were looking for a plumber, right? And so you go on and you're like, you know, plumber near me, and then these sites pop up that are plumbers not near me, but they've purchased a phone number near me, and they've got a landing page for near me, and, you know, all these other things.
Oh yeah.
And so that's too what you're talking about. Like, when I go there and I see a bunch of stock photos, if I see a picture of a store on Main Street in my town, I know that person is mm-hmm. near me. So that's totally good. So, you know, and I think too, while we're on the subject, you know, this content that you're encouraging people to develop, you know, obviously Brightfire does this stuff, right? And I think for my recommendations, and when agents come and talk to me, you know, maybe at first, if you've got a really small budget and you can't really afford to hire anybody, I know, because I've been there, I built an agency from scratch. I built more than one from scratch, but, you know, the longest tenor one that I owned and then we got acquired, you know, at the beginning, I had no budget to hire anybody. Even if it was $100 a month, I couldn't afford it, right? I could barely afford to keep my internet on at that point in time, let alone go hire these people to do all this different work. Like, it would have taken away from me paying my rent. So, you know, at the very beginning, maybe you have to do this. But as you start to turn a wheel, and as you start to sell policies, and as you start to service policies and seek renewals and do all these things to build your agency, you know, spending a few $100 a month, a couple $100 a month to get somebody to do this stuff for you pays dividends. It covers its costs in leaps and bounds, because now you're selling insurance instead of writing content for a website or figuring out where to put it, what photo to drop. And Brightfire has, when that was one of the things that I was impressed with when we were going through and picking out our template for our website, is you've got these, you know, personal, commercial, different persona pages, you know, and basically you could just go through and be like, yeah, that one. And then the content on that is personalized for that line of business or for that target audience. And the keywords, I'm guessing, are right there in that content pre-built in. So I don't have to come up with all that. I mean, it saves you boatloads of hours, right?
Yeah, and then we'll go back through. So yeah, like some agents with a design will say like, hey, I like this example and this, and you know, pull these together, or some will come, you know, we can do very customized, you know, design for home pages or like an internal page layout.
Right.
And then we're our SEO team's going back in, and you're right, there's keywords about that policy type right there, but it's also pulling in, hey, they let us know during onboarding, here's, you know, their offices in this town. Hey, you know, here's, you know, big places for them in like this adjacent county, and we'll work in, you know, those location specifics and keywords and footers, et cetera. So, you know, Google recognizes like, hey, so this person's searching, you know, commercial insurance, or, you know, something that Google triggers like, hey, this is a local search because Google's smart, Google's creepy. You know, a lot of times, even if somebody's not looking up like, hey, insurance near me or this zip code, Google still goes, well, we can see you're sitting right here from your IP address, and I'm thinking that you're looking for a local agency that offers this. So we want to tie together the keywords for the policy type they're shopping as well as that locality. Because for most PNC lines, Google is just making the assumption like, yeah, they want to find somebody local for this.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. And then I was going to say, you know, going back to, you know, getting that content on there and really thinking about like, hey, who's my target audience? Like, what's our agency's identity? Where am I trying to grow the book for the future? It's really good, you know, to get, again, you know, local imagery. And then also, you know, like if all you do is, you know, commercial auto, hey, get an ambulance or get, you know, a big rig. If, you know, you touch trucking policies, you know, to speak to that. So, you know, an example of what we do for that, that we just launched for personal lines and will be coming out soon with for commercial. So up top, you know, going back to that technical jargon, I know sometimes folks, especially like, I like life insurance as an example, like, you know, when my wife and I had our first son, we had no idea like what is term versus whole life. What are these things? We know we need some kind of life insurance, but you know, we are not even aware of what search term beyond life insurance to, you know, enter. So, you know, basically to make sure folks aren't getting overwhelmed and they feel like, hey, I've got a helping hand that is used to working with folks like me. They can break down, you know, hey, this is what you need to consider. So we've got persona pages where basically, you know, depending on what your agency actually, you know, works with, typically, you know, you could say like, hey, you know, are you, you know, recent college graduate, or you, you know, have a young family, are you planning for retirement? And then they'll have a page that, you know, hey, we're used to working with folks like you. Here's, you know, images of folks who are at the same stage of life, and then also bringing in, hey, here's probable insurance considerations that you have at this time in your life, and just kind of educating them and helping them wrap their mind around, you know, hey, like, this is my lifestyle, here's what's going to fit that. And then likewise with commercial, and those will be customizable for folks, because I know, you know, not everybody bundles things the same way, but, you know, kind of that, hey, I work with contractors all the time. Here's, you know, probably what you're going to want to consider for, you know, a package for your business to make sure you don't have any big risks out there.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I mean, so, and we're kind of what I guess, you know, what I'm hearing, so you can tell me if what I'm hearing is accurate, is there's all sorts of different, like, basically your website should kind of be like a spider web where it's like, you know, this person comes and then this, they click on this, 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 and then they could end up on, you know, one of a few different pages maybe. But you know, you multiply, like, okay, depending on who your target audience is, if you're selling life insurance, and you're like, okay, I'm going to target, you know, this product for college grads, this product for new parents, this product for newlyweds, this product for middle-aged folks, this product for retirees, you know, I mean, that's like at least five different, you know, pages for that scenario. Yeah. You figure out who they are, and then having the algorithm or the links or whatever send them there. It sounds like it can get a little bit time consuming, but again, you know, if you're a new agent, you have no budget, then you do it yourself. And so while we're on that, because obviously, again, you know, Brightfire can handle all this for you, but if you are doing it yourself, you know, it's good to have, you know, you said a page that, in some of the notes that we have here, for the podcast. An agency story, emphasize your stability in the industry. Like, hey, I've been doing this long. Here's where we come.
Oh, yeah.
Help you. You know, personal facts, you know, whether you're family owned, veteran owned, whatever, like make that personal connection with some of your audience, or create like, okay, I know who this person is. So again, humanizing trust. You know, having a staff page with names, bios, photos, contact information, different things like that. And then just kind of making the website easy to drive traffic, phone, contact submissions, live chat options, appointment scheduling, things like that. Those are all key things that you really have to have if you want a useful website to your agency, right? Anybody can have an online presence, but what does that online presence do for you? Anything? Or does it hurt you? Does it help you? You know, these are the factors that are going to go into being like, okay, this is actually going to move things in the right direction for your agency. So, you know, tell me more about the personalization of, like, if somebody goes the Brightfire route, you know, the agency owners can personalize their website in numerous different ways with you guys, right? Briefly touch on that for me.
Oh yeah. So basically, with your retail agency, went through, we would get, somebody doing a website with us. They'd have a project manager that they're working with.
Yep.
The onboarding is typically about a month. You know, we're not going to rush something out the door if you need a little longer or want to go through more revisions, but it's usually, you know, one call up front, and we'll also send you, you know, a kind of an onboarding questionnaire. We want to get all of the boring stuff out of the way, so you're not sitting there on the Zoom, you know, going through like, hey, here's all of my appointed carriers, or right, hey, here's every specific line I need a page for. We want to knock out that qualitative stuff. So that first call that you have with your project manager is all about like, hey, who's your agency? Who's your brand? And, you know, we just want to be like a sponge and soak up as much info as we can.
Right.
So that your website project manager can take it back to our design team and really have, you know, good basis to, you know, hey, this is something that's going to represent their agency well, going to tie in with their other branding and aesthetic preferences. And then they'll loop back, you know, a few weeks after that first Zoom session, they'll want to share that draft website. You know, we'll put that up on a private staging server. So, you know, if you've got a website out there right now, you know, we don't want a gap of like, hey, just, no worries, just take your website down and you won't have anything online for a few weeks.
Right.
So, we'll share that private staging server link. If the client loves it, ready to launch on their actual domain. And if not, yeah, we're happy to go through as many rounds of revision as it takes.
Sure. 100%. And that's been the process that we've gone through too. We still have our site up that we built. and then I need to get back to your person on this, you know, cause I think there was some revisions that we made and it was all minor stuff, right? It was just like, yeah, prefer this, not maybe change this word. It was all minor.
Oh yeah.
Nothing major. It was a good looking site. I liked the graphics. I liked the videos. I liked the content. It was all good stuff. Join us tomorrow as we talk about local listings and online review management.